Well, that was Burma, 1987. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that later. And just in the meantime, just appreciation for you staying with the practice this evening and being here. And just, I just wanted to say how nourished I feel from sitting, sitting with you, and what a blessing it is to have. Let me back up a little bit. I just led a recent retreat just that finished on Sunday at Spirit Rock. And on the evening that I gave a discourse, I did a lot of different teachings, but the only one evening discourse. That whole afternoon I had an ocular migraine, one of those things where the electrical circuits are going in your mind or a fan's going around, and I couldn't actually look at any paper, so I couldn't prepare anything. So when I got into the hall that evening, I looked around and I said, I'm not very well prepared tonight because I had this headache. And then I said, but what I'm teaching about tonight doesn't require any preparation. And I feel the same about when we come together and sit on Tuesday night. We had this beautiful party, which I'd like to talk a little bit about, that is honoring all the volunteers that make this community possible. And so it seemed to linger until about a few minutes before seven. So there was really no time to prepare, but then I realized these teachings don't really require preparation because these teachings point to what's always already here, which is the living experience that you're having or that I'm having, and then how to manage that. And then how to use the inexhaustible present to be a cause for benefit for ourselves and for this world. And so so I feel that benefit when we come together and practice, when we sit together. And then along that feeling of being benefited by just the fact of being together, I was also aware during the sitting that we would not be sitting together if it wasn't for many, 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 you could say beginningless causes. It's hard to say when this sitting group actually started. There's a date for it, but is that really the beginning? It started with practice that took place literally thousands of years ago, and mind to mind, heart to heart, the teachings and the practices were offered freely for 2,600 years. And we are sitting here, we are the beneficiaries of people of goodwill and good intentions, and especially the awakening of the Buddha. But then, a little bit more recently, this group formed to be able to sit together and support, create a sanctuary and support for each other and refuge in this world. It comes together because the people who have come here supported the group, by offering support for our room rental, by offering their support for whoever takes the seat, and in a huge way, this group has come together and is able to experience this living current of practice, not just a theoretical notion of practice, but a living experience of practice because of the people who volunteer, who show up and set up this room in a way that we're now in a way that we can see each other. That doesn't just happen by accident. And Noemi tonight, one of our board members, and Dan and Catherine, they put together this beautiful, did you see that beautiful spread? And I want to invite all of you, there's plenty of food, it's really for everyone now. But they offered a volunteer celebration for the people who have volunteered. And this whole process here, everything we do here is built on a field of generosity. And of course, a field of generosity grows from a field of gratitude, from touching into something in ourselves that then we feel grateful, we feel gladdened, and then it spills out as wanting to support other people to be able to do that. And some will turn that support into just showing up. Others will turn it into financial support, which is always welcome. Our fixed costs are about $250 a week. But others will express it in the form of volunteering. And it's a beautiful thing. It's an act. Generosity is meant to, in whatever way it shows up, just even showing up here or in all the different ways that one can practice generosity, it causes joy. And joy is infectious. Now, I experience a lot of joy just sitting with everyone this evening. And I think it's just a nice thing to think about right now in this world of so much polarizing, so much contentiousness, so much me, so much mine, so much individualism and isolation, and then so much ill will, to point to this available, because we support it, this refuge of peace and gladness and joy and wisdom and compassion. So I would love for all of this to continue for generations, but it depends on how we support it. So thank you up to this point for the generosity of being here. Thanks for what support comes through volunteering, through financial support. I would love, just because we're on this topic of the non-separate nature from you being here and the fact that it depends on all of us, I'd like the board, whoever is on the board, to be willing to either raise your hand or stand up and be acknowledged. Board members, anybody willing to say? Come on. Yeah. And the volunteers, please raise your hand and everybody clap for the volunteers. Don't be bashful. And I guess this is it's not my ulterior motive, because I could talk about this anytime, but there's always an opportunity to volunteer if you haven't. And so please come and join if you like. Also, it's a wonderful thing to serve on the board and know that you're generating so much. I borrowed this from the Asian traditions, from the Buddhist tradition in Asia, to cultivate a lot of merit. You know, it makes you happy to serve. So thanks in advance for any service that comes our way, and thanks, of course, every week for the financial support that keeps the lights on, which we do have to turn on. Anyway, most important, thanks for being here. And we now have a little break, and then there'll be some a dharmet after my short dharmet. Anyway, thank you. I think there's plenty of food still and water and drinks, and don't go far. The secret teachings are coming.